Hey guys, Canfo.com is officially live now. Go get your official Canfo merch. The first 50 orders will be shipped within 24 hours, so make sure to be one of the first 50. Don't worry, the rest of the orders will be shipped very quickly as well. We wanted to focus on quality, so we worked really hard on this. Go to Canfo.com today to get your order.
The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know the other side is sincere, and we've not questioned that here today, and I won't question their sincerity. In fact, I think they've identified at least three problems that we have in America: moral decay of our society, invasion of Americans' privacy, and our competitiveness with China. But in this case, their cure is worse than the diseases. You know, there are ways to get at these root problems. We just haven't taken it upon ourselves to address those root problems with actual legislative solutions that have been put forth here in Congress. For instance, Mr. Warren Davidson's The Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act would put a strong stake in the ground to protect Americans' privacy, whether it's from our own government or some foreign governments. That is the kind of thing we need. We need warrants in the FISA program. Our government shouldn't be able to spy on Americans without a warrant, yet they are. Let's bring that to the floor and vote on it. These are the kind of cures we need, not the bill that's offered here today. The bill that's offered here today, even though I know it's offered genuinely, it could also be named.
One of y'all seen the bill?
I don't know. The bill, like, he's about to explain. He's about to describe it.
The bill that's offered here today, even though I know it's offered genuinely, it could also be named the Facebook Protection and Enhancement Act. Because it's not the American people who are going to benefit most from this. It will be Facebook. Their stock is going to go up if this bill should pass the Senate. Now, what are some ways that we could improve this bill? Well, it should at least have a sunset. I mean, that's the only reason we're able to debate whether FISA should have warrants in it, because it sunsets. And what have we observed?
What does that mean?
FISA's been abused. That's my concern with this TikTok ban. It will be abused.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
It'll have a sunset.
Like it ends. Like it has like a tentative date.
Well, I can see the reason that if China's spying on us, okay, all right, if that's a big problem, let's get it out of there. But if it's just because y'all don't like China, then that's a big problem.
But is our American companies spying on these other countries?
We're not.
Yeah. But I mean, but a lot of American people are getting rich off TikTok, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people are getting rich off TikTok.
That's true.
Let's continue.
Should have warrants in it because it sunsets. And what have we observed? FISA has been abused. That's my concern with this TikTok ban. It will be abused. If it's just banning TikTok and ByteDance and copies of that, why does it need to be 13 pages long?
If this bill go through.
And I know they say it doesn't ban it. It forces divestiture of the company. This sounds like when American companies try to do business in third world countries and a dictator says, well, you can do business here. You just got to give me your company. And now you can continue to do business. We wouldn't let another country take over Ford Motor Company for selling Ford cars in their country. Yet that's what we're wanting to do here. And again, you know, this is a cure that is worse than the disease. Who's going to be prosecuted by this bill?
I think I understand. Pause.
Is it ByteDance or TikTok? Will they be taken to court?
So basically he's saying like the bill, so the ban proposes TikTok will be banned in America unless they sell it to the U.S.
Yes.
So he's basically saying if Facebook were to buy TikTok, all the stuff that TikTok could do, Facebook can now do. Yeah. And they're saying TikTok can spy on you through your phone. Yeah, they're saying it collects your information. They're saying TikTok has access to your microphone, so it can damn near hear you when you're not
damn near,
shit.
It can.
And then they're saying,
all apps had that though.
Yeah, no.
Because they know exactly.
It has access to your camera. They're saying it can collect so much of your information. It can see your keystrokes when you're typing. So imagine if Facebook now can do that. Facebook already has been accused of like having Russian bots and having election fraud and things like that. If Facebook is being accused of doing stuff like that, imagine what they can do with the powers of having TikTok.
Let's continue.
I think that's a problem.
But I just feel like if China isn't going to do anything bad with the TikTok, we need to keep just like China have
I mean,
it.
I guess you can just...
TikTok need to be gone completely.
I guess you could just make it a rule to where they can't collect Americans' information due to our amendments and laws we have in place. And if they want to continue to operate
over
here...
But we allow in China just, to take our information.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you could listen, let me say. They should just put a rule into place and say, if y'all want to keep this going, y'all can't collect Americans' information.
That's not gonna happen, though.
All right. Well, then, what do you think a solution is? You think it's just ban
it? But how our companies whatever was best in for their us. Countries? You see where I'm coming from? Like they did certain stuff
and to protect their people. Okay, yeah, so why can't we do that? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like we want to keep TikTok. We should put laws and protections in place to say that y'all cannot collect U.S. people information.
I don't know what's best. You know,
I want to see what Vivek said. I didn't see the whole thing.
Oh yeah. Come on.
Is it ByteDance or TikTok? Will they be taken to court? No. I mean, they're the target of this, but how do you elicit or effect a ban on them? By prosecuting Americans. The only way you can ban TikTok and the other companies from being here is to say what this bill says, which is we will bring civil action, the government will bring a civil action suit against you if you so much as host them here. If you have an app store that allows them to be here, you are an American or an American company and you will be the target of this bill. Those are the only people who can be pursued under this bill. And I know it's in order to go after TikTok, or so they say. Well, I would just close by saying that, you know, we're sitting here with phones made in China. We're wearing suits made in China. Hey. We drove cars here with chips that are made in China. And they're our foreign adversary. And by golly, we're going to do something about it. What are we going to do?
Ban TikTok.
We're going to tell Americans they can't put a piece of software on their computer. They can't go to certain websites that the president designates. So I urge my colleagues to oppose this well-intentioned bill because it will have bad consequences, and I yield back the balance of my time.
I'm not comfortable with TikTok with China getting all the information.
Anymore. I'm gonna keep it 100, bro.
With China or America.
I mean, you could just put things in place to protect us from that rather than sell it to the.
But they gotta put us like, to
like,
do
like
that.
I won't say like China. Like he makes a good point. Like we're gonna sit here and say China's an adversary for us, but we have so much stuff that's made in China already.
But it's different though. That stuff ain't like you said. It's not hearing like this. They're not gonna hear what.
Okay, well then
you see that Obama movie, he'll be scared.
Do y'all think TikTok should be banned? Yes or no?
Yes. In my opinion, I feel like because America is a free market and we a capitalist society, I think it's wrong for them to do that because that makes it.
So you don't think TikTok should be banned?
It shouldn't because they make it feel like a monopoly.
I don't think it should be banned either.
I don't think so either.
It make it a monopoly at that point.
I don't think it should be sold.
It depends on how bad it hurts us.
I don't think if they're going to say, oh, we're going to ban it from if because it's y'all's company, but if we buy it, we just going to use it the same way.
Yeah.
That's
why I said it should be banned, period. Not bought by America. It should be banned.
Why though?
Because this collected too much information for people.
All social media is collect information though.
But not like that.
They came out saying keystrokes
in the microphone.
China.
I'm just saying like threads on Instagram does the same thing, and it can collect your card information.
Bro, I can see if China collecting our data could, you know, possibly
Instagram and Facebook collect your data. What's the difference between
that's my opinion.
Other social media is collecting your data and TikTok collecting your data?
Is it because it's China?
So it doesn't matter it doesn't matter if an American company.
No, it does matter. I don't like it.
But you don't like that China can do it?
I don't trust the American government, but I definitely trust the Chinese government less than I trust the American government.
Bro, I personally don't see the difference. Like, well, to me, this is my opinion. Like, I'm just trying to understand, like, if someone could explain to me. Yeah, it's bad that they collect our information, but if a U.S. company can do it, what's the difference between a Chinese company doing it?
Because China is a rival country.
A lot of these companies that already collect your information sell it to China and other companies.
Something I didn't want to touch on here briefly with both of you is the TikTok ban that just passed the House. Your thoughts on it, starting with Vivek?
Yeah, so look, my thought is TikTok has major issues. There's at least three categories of major issues. Number one is persuasion threats to the United States of America, the Chinese government or Chinese affiliated entities determining what U.S. users do or don't see. Number two is forced data transfers to the Chinese Communist Party from a U.S. tech company. And number three is addictive tendencies in kids under the age of 15. Major problems. However, I think this bill fails across the board to address those issues. it's incomplete in addressing those issues, while also creating a civil libertarian nightmare, giving to the Biden administration exclusive executive authority effectively to decide which kinds of so-called foreign adversary controlled apps or even websites are going to be shut down or not, or are going to be owned by whom. And so if you're concerned with the Biden administration engaging in backdoor censorship using tech companies to do it, I think it's a bad idea to give that Biden administration even broader executive latitude to do the same thing. If you want to address the issue, as I do favor doing, address the issue across the board. Social media in kids under the age of 16, it's an issue. Address it. Force data transfers to the CCP. I don't like it if Google's doing it. I don't like it if Airbnb is doing it. I don't like it if TikTok is doing it. Deal with it across the board rather than in a company-specific manner. And the specific manner in which this bill is written does two things. One is it's designed to exclude the very companies that have been lobbying for it. This is a Facebook lobbying bill. That's a dirty little secret in Washington, D.C. It's designed to exclude U.S. companies from being burdened. I'd say include all companies, U.S. or not, from stopping data transfers to the CCP. Look at Airbnb and what they've been doing for years. Wall Street Journal reporting a few years ago. Put an end to it across the board, TikTok to Airbnb to anybody else. And the other thing is, don't give this much unfettered executive authority to a president, including currently, that would be President Biden, to even broaden the scope of using tech companies, be they Google, be they TikTok, be they Facebook, be they YouTube, to do through the back door what the government couldn't do through the front door. So that's my view, is a wrong bill to at least accomplish a worthy goal, accomplish it in the right way, ban the behavior, rather than playing whack-a-mole one company at a time.
Senator, you tend to agree. Your thoughts?
I agree.
Yeah. Vivek and I rarely disagree, and we do not appear to disagree at all here. One of the many things that he touched on that always needs to be mentioned is what relates to the separation of the powers between the three branches of government. When we find Congress constantly legislating by granting authority to somebody else to act, to in fact create a law in effect, authorizing the president to exercise sweeping authorities that could affect not only this one company, but many others, that should always be a risk. Now, Vivek also correctly points out there are some issues with TikTok, issues that I think we need to get to the bottom of. This legislation, the one that just passed the House, passed, I believe, without a single legislative hearing. We certainly haven't had any kind of full legislative airing of this legislation on the Senate side. And that's not the kind of thing you want to be messing around with, especially when you're pitching something as an approach to ban a political, a particular business enterprise. That's dangerous. Now, I'm going to listen to the arguments, and I expect to get some classified briefings on this. But when you push something this quickly, you got to make sure that you know what you're pushing.
Well, that's true.
So I think that kind of sums up.
That's showing control.
Like, I don't like the China's getting the information, but you know, we learned, like y'all said, it's happening with other companies. And like he said, it's a problem. There ain't companies doing it. Yeah. I don't trust China with that information, period. Or the U.S. government to be that matter.
Across the board.
Because they're giving it to China. Yeah. So that's why it is like they are trying to do the right thing, but the bill is not accomplishing the goal.
Yeah, no, facts. The bill is just trying to take that ability to do what TikTok does and put it in U.S. hands. I personally just think, like, rather than do all that, just ban the behavior itself, like Vivek said, like make it illegal to spy on anybody and then enforce that.
But then he said, you know, it was two other problems though. The young kids, that is a big problem.
Well, I mean, I guess you can just put age restrictions. You start putting more age restrictions on, make it harder to jump through, because anybody can just bypass those. So I mean, I guess maybe make it inaccessible. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you address it. For a liability issue, you can just say at least you have to be this age so they can be like, look, you're supposed to be this age to get on
that. They already do that.
On TikTok?
Yes. Before you get on. I don't know, but you put your birthday. Pretty sure. That's why that's either, that point is either get rid of it or keep it. Because you're not going to be figuring out a different way to figure out the ages and all that.
So did they make a decision? Or how long is it until they make a decision?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared because I like TikTok.
They still got the three branches of government, guys. It goes through three people before it's over.
And I think the U.S. government kind of hating because, you know, American people love TikTok.
They're hating because the information is going to China.
Yeah, but that might be what they're saying, though.
You got, you know. Still.
I it think, is. It's not what they're saying. They own the company.
I think they still, the judge is still got to, like.
Yeah, it's not all the way past it. Past the House.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get
passed. It's not in effect yet.
Anytime I hear about this, I think not going to happen.
So, like, what are your final thoughts? Ban TikTok or not?
I don't think it's
not
going to happen.
But, like, you don't, yes or no?
No, I don't want
to. I feel like they should just make a law for the American people to be protected.
Oh, let me say, my feelings don't want it banned, guys.
I don't want it banned either.
But if it's a logical thing to do, and it's really so on paper that this could be bad for American people in the future, then hey, let's ban it.
I mean, it's been around for a few years.
But we don't know what the future can hold.
If Facebook, it's been around for a few years. I'm like, I mean, if it was such a threat, I feel like it would have been addressed by now.
It probably, it obviously is a threat. Vivek says a threat. Yeah, you know, people in the House would say it's a threat.
I mean, it's it's definitely a threat that a foreign nation can collect your information. Yes. But I think it's equally as a problem that there's plenty of applications that are out here that are already collecting your information.
That are U.S. owned, though.
But they sell the information.
I got it.
Okay. The problem is they're going to China.
I know some of them sell it to China. That's
the problem.
The U.S.
That's what we got.
Some apps that collect your information sell it to China. Yes.
Yeah, that's what you say, Airbnb. But that's the problem, though. China. So at the end of the day, I don't believe China should get the information. I don't trust them with that.
I'm going to keep it 100. I just feel like it's bad that China does it. Yes.
Who knows why?
It's equally as bad that U.S. companies do it too.
No, right now we are.
You don't think they can persuade people? To do anything?
I don't want people to be collecting my information at all.
But if they're able to do that, you don't think they're able to persuade people to do bad stuff on their app and just keep feeding them?
Because I definitely think it's bad that they can control what's seen on there. Because they can collect your information and control what's seen on there. Yes, that's bad. But I think it's equally as bad for any other platform to do the same thing. I don't care if it's U.S. owned, foreign owned. It's all bad.
See, no, I think it's all bad, but I think it's worse when it's China, just because
I think it's worse when a foreign country.
As far as the algorithm and the cookies, Mark Zuckerberg putting booty on my timeline and China putting booty on my timeline, so that's canceled out. We need to see if what's gonna happen if these people keep getting our information.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
And I seen the Obama movie. Until y'all see the Obama movie,
which one,
brother? They collected, these foreign nations collected all the information.
The end of the world one.
Yes, and they ended the world basically, I guess, by collecting their information.
Hey, that's what I actually
we don't know that.
I actually did a
didn't say all the information.
Bro, that's basically how it happened.
They attacked the internet first. They took the internet down and
everything
stuff.
Was done. They shut off everything.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I actually did an assignment on this for one of my social media classes in college. Like, anytime you accept cookies on any website or platform, cookies is literally just a code word for them to collect your information.
Every time you
do anything on a platform that has cookies, watches what you do and it collects cookies. So next time you get on the app, it can predict what you do. That alone should let you know that your privacy has already been in jeopardy.
See, I thought this argument is just like, nobody's actually saying what China could do with this information.
Because we don't know. It's endless problems.
You know, so I'm
it's endless things they could do.
To the vacant table.
What he could lead me a long list, I bet.
So listen, we need to figure that out.
The social media problem in small kids, that's a different issue.
That's not a
separate issue. But to me, the number one issue here, outside of that, of course, is them collecting information.
Yeah,
I think the information they're collecting is to persuade people to do things they're not regularly doing.
Who knows? That's a big chain of problems.
Big chain.
That's
definitely one.
Is the chain of problems that bad to get it going?
Yes.
I don't really know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to stop Airbnb too, though.
Y'all let us know what y'all think, though.